Now turn to part 4. Questions 20 to 25. Look at the 6 sentences for this part. You will hear 2 neighbours, a woman, Natasha, and a man, Colin, talking about running. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, put a tick in the box under A for yes. If it is not correct, put a tick in the box under B for no. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hi, Natasha. So you're going out for a run. You're lucky you don't have to go to work today.
Oh, hello, Colin. I am going to the office, but I've started running to work instead of taking the bus. It means I can keep fit and save some money.
Oh, I tried running to work for a while, but I didn't like breathing in all the traffic pollution, and I kept getting coughs. I soon went back to using public transport. I keep fit at the gym.
Well, I found a route that avoids most of the main roads.
But it's still almost 5 kilometres, and it must be dangerous.
That's why I choose quiet streets. If I could, I'd run in the country. That would be lovely. But it would mean leaving it till the weekends. Running gives me a wonderful feeling of freedom. It's just what I need before sitting down in the office every day.
But surely you don't wear your tracksuit and trainers at work.
Oh, I keep a suit at the office and change when I arrive. I think it's important to look professional, so I don't mind at all.
Anyway, since you're so fit, are you going to join in the big race next month?
I'd like to. What's the distance?
20 kilometres. Anyone can enter, and there are prizes for different age groups.
Even if I come last, it will still be good fun. Running on your own can sometimes get quite lonely. Are you going to take part?
Oh, yes. I've sent in my application form already. I'll get one for you. But I'm not going to train by running to work. I'll run round the park a few times when I get home in the evenings. That's safer.
OK. Anyway, I must go now or I'll be late. Bye!
Now listen again.
Hi, Natasha. So you're going out for a run. You're lucky you don't have to go to work today.
Oh, hello, Colin. I am going to the office, but I've started running to work instead of taking the bus. It means I can keep fit and save some money.
Oh, I tried running to work for a while, but I didn't like breathing in all the traffic pollution, and I kept getting coughs. I soon went back to using public transport. I keep fit at the gym.
Well, I found a route that avoids most of the main roads.
But it's still almost 5 kilometres, and it must be dangerous.
That's why I choose quiet streets. If I could, I'd run in the country. That would be lovely. But it would mean leaving it till the weekends. Running gives me a wonderful feeling of freedom. It's just what I need before sitting down in the office every day.
But surely you don't wear your tracksuit and trainers at work.
Oh, I keep a suit at the office and change when I arrive. I think it's important to look professional, so I don't mind at all.
Anyway, since you're so fit, are you going to join in the big race next month?
I'd like to. What's the distance?
20 kilometres. Anyone can enter, and there are prizes for different age groups.
Even if I come last, it will still be good fun. Running on your own can sometimes get quite lonely. Are you going to take part?
Oh, yes. I've sent in my application form already. I'll get one for you. But I'm not going to train by running to work. I'll run round the park a few times when I get home in the evenings. That's safer.
OK. Anyway, I must go now or I'll be late. Bye!
That is the end of part 4. You now have 6 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet. You have one more minute. That is the end of the test.